So the Parsha of Tzav, while there are many connections to Pesach coming up, the clearest one is the whole notion of kashering vessels. That because you could not allow vessels to stay, korbanos to stay more than a certain time. Different korbanos at different periods. But when it was done, that's when the kli, whatever it was, the meat had to be burned, and if there was a kli, it either had to be kashered or broken. As it says here, that the chatos is holy of holies. The coin had eaten in a holy place. And he had to wash over the garments if there was blood on it from it. And if the meat, the blood from the meat rather, was in a kli cheres, in an earthenware vessel, so it had to be broken because you couldn't. You couldn't clean it. You couldn't get it out of there. But if it's a kli nechoshes, but if it was from a copper vessel, so then it says umorek v'shutah b'moim, and those you had to kash it, but then, and then you had to dip it in cold water. So that's the difference between normal kashering and between the higher level of kashering that was here from the korbanos, that you had to not only put it in the hot water, but you also had to then dip it in cold water in order for it to be kosher. So again, many of these different halachas apply equally to Passover, what you can kasher, what you can't kasher, and very timely halachas, and almost always Parshas Tzav coincides with Shabbos HaGadol, and again the preparations that we need to make for Passover.